Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Yes, thank you, worship team. Thank you, Sam. And those who have testified, thank you so much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. You're more than usual, probably because Christian and Carl are in attendance. When they come, those are two more people in church, and they were not here last Sunday. You're going for a burial? Yeah. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God that your grandmom got saved. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. 95, that's major. 91? 93. What's the difference? Okay. Yeah. I listened to Patrick Wandera, and he said that his father is 100-something, 113? Who listened to the video I sent you? Oh, it was, no. This was another, someone, the recent posting he did on YouTube, that his dad is 113, okay? And when he was 80-something, okay, he went to hospital, and the doctor advised him to stop eating meat. Okay, the guy is 81, 5. Okay, the doctor advised him to eat meat, to stop. Then this old man assured the doctor that, young man, I am older than you, I am okay, and you're telling me to stop. Okay, so the guy just what? He has eaten his meat, even up to now, he's still what? Eating meat. Okay? So, yeah, that story, Wandera, we said it in reference, or as was preaching from 1 Timothy, something where he said that in the last days, people will give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, teaching people, okay, not to marry and to abstain from certain foods, okay? And when we were saying that thing of not eating meat, you know, as in the Bible, you know, God used to tell the priests, okay, to eat meat. Then chaps are coming up and saying they should stop eating meat. And it was red meat, by the way, in the Bible, red meat, okay? Now guys are saying stop eating meat. Okay? See, man. Eh? Okay. Could be anyway. The dad, 113, I think, and he's still on his meat. And a Kayang doctor, okay, was telling an 85-year-old to stop. Yeah, he said, no way. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you should eat meat or you should stop eating meat. It is really up to you. Okay? Do what you want. What you want, okay? But remember, God told what? God encouraged people to what? To eat meat. But like in everything, I guess, too much of anything is always bad, okay? Too much of anything. Of course, yeah, in context, I guess it means too much of anything good, even when it is good. Like sugar. My mom is 76. 76. Okay, but when I visit her, she's going to take tea. Man, she can't take tea without sugar. Okay, and not one spoon, not two, no. Okay, so these things, hallelujah. Yeah, but I'm not saying take sugar or stop with sugar. Okay, actually, Dennis Mujimba, who's coming here, okay, had a dream once when there's a top government official, okay? And in his dream, the Lord was advising that a very, very top government official to get off sugar. To get off what? Sugar. Okay? So, is what my mom doing right or wrong? Okay? I don't know. But I think different bodies can handle different things. All right? So you should find out where your body is in case you don't know where it is. Okay? So there are those things. So you see, Dennis, okay? You remember that dream where top government official, okay? This top government official who is not Museveni, okay? Is in, the 70s. And there was a dream saying she should get off. The top government official should get off what? Sugar. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, so every one of you should walk with God and you get to know what God would want for you, okay? And what he doesn't want for you, okay? God would want your wife to eat pork. And for you, the husband, you don't touch, man. So your wife prepares pork. She chews all of it and you're there, looking. Okay? And God expects you to have self-control. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Now, we are still talking about laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Okay? Last Sunday, I think there are some of you who were like, but you should have changed the title, because now, really, you talked more about ensuring that you enter heaven. Okay? Yes. And today you might have the same opinion. Okay? However, for me, I am still talking about laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 says that, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Okay? So this means, number one, be generous, okay? When you give, you're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven, all right? Of course, God is not saying, Jesus wasn't saying that don't do anything on earth, all right? Don't invest nothing, okay? If you have kids, he wasn't saying that don't invest for them. Don't buy land for them, okay, if you have the money, okay? He wasn't saying that, okay? But he's saying that whatever you do, okay, let it be first the kingdom. Have a kingdom mindset in everything that you do. Glory be to God, okay? Don't only invest for your kids, all right? Also, bless other kids that are not yours. Okay? Families, all the money that God gives you is not for your family. Okay? Some of the money that God gives you, okay, is supposed to be sent out of the family. It is supposed to be exported. All right? Exported to other families, to other... Anyway, you should... We use it to bless other people. Which reminds me, years ago, when I was, I was at the height of my giving, generosity. I was very generous back in the day. All right? So we're talking about 2011, 2012. Okay, we are married. Okay? So I knew that some of the money God gives you or gives us, some of it is bread, okay? As the scripture says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Some money is bread, it is for eating. Some money is seed for sowing, for giving away. All right? So I knew that you can easily eat your seed. Eat seed. Okay? Money that is not supposed to remain with you. You can easily eat it. Okay? You can easily decide to, buy saucepans. Okay? Okay? Buy shirts, dresses. Okay? Buy things for your kids. Yet that money wasn't bread. It was for sowing, for giving away. Okay, so one day I told God that God, okay, according to me, we have given the best we know how. Okay, if there is any money that wasn't ours, that we kept in our lives, okay, that we spent on ourselves, I say, God, show me. Show me. All right? Then one of those days, I had a dream, okay? I had a dream, and in the dream, there's a Chinese man, okay, who came to our house, our apartment, okay? And he was saying that there's something of his that had been stolen. And he was saying that it was in our house, all right? So the guy came, then I allowed him in. Then he came, looking. Like, and I was like, you guy, man, there's nothing of yours here. Guy came, searched everywhere in the room, okay? And he found nothing. Then he left. And as he left, I told him, I told you, there's nothing of yours inside here, okay? And the dream did what? It ended. Okay, and I knew God was telling me, okay, that for real, okay, there is nothing, okay, that wasn't yours, okay, that you kept in your house. Glory be to God. Okay, everything that God gave us that was supposed to pass through us, it did indeed pass through us to whoever was supposed to receive it. Glory be to God. Okay, but that was back then. Hallelujah. Now I don't know. All right? Now I don't know. And since we entered our new house, the expenses have been what? Have been large. So many things to do. So many things to do. And at times I just feel what? Even these things, plants, flowers, what? Like what? And at times I feel like, God, as in, now, those things are not bad, but I get concerned when I see more money, I'm spending more money on us than usual. I'm like, hey, God, is it possible that we're overdoing it and we are keeping money that is supposed to go through us? We keep it in ourselves, okay? And with good excuses, if indeed that money is not supposed to remain with us. Okay? I get concerned. For me, that's how I was. Because anyway, that's how God wired me. That's Hallelujah. Yeah. The whole of last week and the other week, my car was having issues. Man, the money, too much money. I just feel bad now, that money. Okay? But the car has to be repaired, of course. But you get concerned. You are now this money. Could have what? Okay? Could have, gone to, I don't know, whoever. Okay? So, yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? And God is good. God is good. Okay? The last stuff I was supposed to do on the car, okay, that's repair I was supposed to do in the car. And it had to be done because it has to do with the braking system. All right? It had to be done. I had postponed it. But last week, there's something that the car did. And I'm like, man, now, driving this car when it has this issue, it's in fact, I had to park somewhere I was taking the kids to school. I could have gone on, but that sound, I was like, man, you know you can kill yourself and your kids. All right? I packed. Then I called a friend of mine. I'm like, where are you? He's like, I'm somewhere. I'm like, please, we'll reverse. We'll come and pick what? These kids and help me. And so, and I didn't have money for it. But I called the mechanic, and I remember that I had some money. All right? Okay? So, you know, my birthday is coming up. All right? And Geraldine, one day she came home with an envelope and said that this is for your what? Birthday. And to use it to buy some things. All right? So she's like, anytime you're ready to buy them, here it is. But I was like, no. Those things, I don't really need them. And the car has to move. So I told her that, by the way, my what? Hey, my, because she said it's what? Hey. And I always used to tell her, but somehow, you know people backslide. Okay? She had learned. I always used to tell her that when you say something is for someone, okay, don't now give bukwakuri so conditions how it should be used. You understand? So she told me to my man, I was like, good. Okay. In fact, one time I wanted to tell her that, give me my what? My birthday gift. And I wanted to lie that I'm going to use it for the other. But I was like, but that would be a lie because I wasn't going to do it. Okay? Anyway, but this time I was like, okay, the car had, and just beef so. Yes. Glory be to God. Yeah, so God was good and that was what? Sorted. Car was sorted. It is back on the road. Yesterday we had a long trip to the other side of town. And as I was on the highway, I was confident that what? We are kawa with a car. Glory be to God. But what was I saying? Anyway, please, yes, don't spend all the money. Children, learn these things. Okay, children, parents, let me talk to your children. Children, Elizabeth, all the pocket money, okay, all the dollars they're going to give you when you're going back to school, some of it is not yours. Hey, and when your parents try to disturb you, tell them that please, please, please. Okay, it's my what? You gave it to me. It's mine. Okay, and you raised me as a Christian who should be led by God. And I've even seen, even you yourselves. I see you giving away money. Hey, so, hallelujah. Children, Carl, yes, please. And children, the quicker you start to be generous, the better for your future. The better for you. Okay? Yes. Your giving, God might one time would turn you into a rich woman, a rich man. And God will tell you, because when you are 11 years old, well, when you are at 11, that's when you started being very, what? Generous. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes. Parents should be giving me a big hand clap, but they are all, very quiet, man. Of course, I'm joking, but I'm very serious. Hallelujah. I'm very what? Serious. Okay, so lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, okay? And make sure whatever you have in your house is not stolen stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, so, yeah, remember also that laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven not only means giving, but any other good thing that you do for the Lord and his people. It is a treasure you're laying up for yourself in heaven. Glory be to God. Visiting the sick. Okay? I've visited sick people in church. And those were not, you know, in church. Okay? Last week I told you I one time visited Rachel. She was in hospital. Okay? After giving birth, she was sick. All right? Went and visited her. All right? She was sick. She had pain. She had, you know. I visited her. Okay? And that time I hit two birds with one stone. I gave someone a lift. Hallelujah. Then sometime later, by the way, I remembered. Sometime later, she was also sick in hospital. Okay? She had given birth. Sick. She was in pain. I visited her in hospital. And I hit two birds with one stone. I gave Rachel a lift. Okay? You remember? I gave her a lift to God, see? A sick person in hospital. Okay? So any good thing that you do for people for without ulterior motives. You see, you can do a good thing, but when you have ulterior, what? Hey. Hallelujah. Yeah. Like you do a good thing to someone, but you know, I want to get money from these people. So you do something good for them, so that what? When you ask, like you, it's called what? Okubaza, yeah? Yeah, like, anyway, you know, eh? Yeah, scheming, eh? That's not good. Hallelujah. If you do that, you're not laying up anything in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, when you pray, when you take time off to pray, okay, when you just sing a song to the Lord in your car as you walk, you know, singing to the Lord, eh? Just a song, as you know, then have to be at church, then have to be in a closet, you know. Okay, you're laying out for yourself treasure in heaven. When you pray, when you, anyway, any good thing, eh? Okay, you're laying out for yourself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Now, as we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, let us also endeavor to live godly lives, which guarantee our being reunited with our treasures, which we laid up in heaven. All right? Because godliness guarantees eternity with God, and the treasures that we laid up in heaven. Okay? However, ungodliness spells hell and eternal separation from God and from the treasures that we laid up in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? So as you give, as you pray, as you worship, as you do all those things, make sure that also your life, okay, is as God would want a Christian to live. Okay? If it is not, you're risking not going to heaven. You're risking not entering the kingdom. Okay? You're risking ending up in hell. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, which we read last week, okay, it says that, Philippians 3, 20, it says that our citizenship is in heaven. Glory be to God. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are citizens of heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? So, because we are citizens of heaven, we should live, quote-unquote, heavenly lives. Hallelujah. Lives that we testify, okay, of the country. Is it of or to? They testify of the country? Mark, two. Yes, they testify to the country from which we come. Eh? From which we come. Okay? Not from which we come from. Okay, from which we come. Don't add another from, because you have already what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll give you a big hand clap. Now, there are some people in this church who used to send me messages, like when they get a dream, they write what, and they send me what? Hey. Then I would tell them, please, never what? As in, don't stop writing like this. You went to school, you what? Put full stops where they should be. Put capital letters where they should be. Okay? So I realize now, man, these days, LAT people don't send me what? Get the wrong send me what? Now, some have decided to be sharp. They just send me audios. Did they get a dream? They do an audio. And that is wisdom. Glory be to God. That is wisdom, and that's good. But I hope they are not writing badly to other people. You understand? Eh? Because now, that is not progress. Hallelujah. Yeah, to other people who they write, I hope they are writing as they should. Glory be to God. Because the way you write, you might miss an opportunity. You apply for a job, totally serious. Okay? You expect your employer to figure out what you mean. To figure out that now you have begun a new sentence. Yeah? Some guy, you're giving him work, yet he wants to give you work. The guy will just throw away your paper. Then you wonder why you were not called for the interview. Then if you're Mnyankole and those guys were Baganda, you start to say Banabaganda, what? Mukesi CCA, they don't what? About Wagala. Yet it was just you, what? Your unseriousness. Glory be to God. Yes, so be careful. Eh? Don't get so used to writing in a funny way because WhatsApp, what, you know, you're in a hurry. Be careful. You might mess yourself up. You might get used to that kind of writing and you think it's okay. But it might cost you. Okay? Young children, it might cost you admission in life to some school you want to and you had to write and you know, eh? It might cost you that school. And they will never tell you, by the way, that it's because you don't know how to write. They won't. Hallelujah. So please be serious with these things. Glory be to God. Okay? I'm older than almost all of you here. So you should listen to me, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Geraldine, be serious, please. I'm older than you, so yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So, citizens of where? Of heaven. Hallelujah. Live as citizens of heaven. But by the way, please, send me dreams, eh? Okay? Because if you don't share those dreams, God is not happy with you. Because he gave you a message. The message was supposed to go through you. It wasn't supposed to stop with you. Okay? Especially if it has to do with what? With the church. Glory be to God. Okay? You can be wise and just do an audio. Okay? But now I'm going to, very soon. So anyway, send me your dreams quickly. Before I, whatever a rule that the Sagala audio. Glory be to God. So send them quickly before what? That policy change, okay, is effected. Hallelujah. So we are citizens of heaven. Glory be to God. As we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, let us also live like we are citizens of heaven. Glory be to God. All right? And that guarantees us being reunited with the treasures that we have laid up in heaven. Glory be to God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, okay? Or a kingdom of priests. You are kings and priests. Okay, you are a holy nation. Okay? God's own special people. Hallelujah. Now look at the CV that you have. Okay? Chosen by God. Okay? Royalty. Princess. Ngoli. Princess. You know? Okay? You are kings. You are priests. You're holy. That means that you're set apart. You're not supposed to be like others. Okay? Hallelujah. Then it continues to say that you are a special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You've been called out of darkness. You've been called out of the kingdom of the devil. Now don't live like the devil. You understand? You've been called into light. The Bible says now we should live as children of the light. Glory be to God. Jesus said that you're the light of the world. Okay? Then he says, let your light so shine. Okay? You're the light of the world. Okay? You are not of darkness, you are of light. Okay? Verse 10. Once upon a time, you were not a people. You did not belong to God. Okay? But now, you are the people of God. You have received mercy. He has forgiven you. Why then should you endow yourself in things, okay, that the Lord forgave you for? Eh? Right, English? Anyway, you understand. You shouldn't. Okay? Now, none of us is perfect. Nekamwa kogela. Hallelujah. Even me who's speaking, I have my issues. Okay? Geraldine married me. She thought that what? I think he thought I didn't have issues. Oh, I had a few. Hey. But now she has a list. She has a list. Glory be to God. Amen? None of us is perfect, but if we do evil, it shouldn't be our lifestyle. Okay? Even when we do it, we shouldn't enjoy it. And we should have that thing of, I don't want to do this again. God, forgive me. Help me not to practice this sin, this evil. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, SFC. Glory be to God. His own what? Special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him. Okay? The other day I was listening to Apostle John Mulinde, and he talked about two types or two kinds of praises. Okay? Two kinds of what? Of praises. Two ways how we can praise God. Okay? Then he said, of course, there is the praising God of singing. Okay? Singing unto him. Okay? But then he said that, but there's a praise greater than that. And that is the praise of emulation. Okay? When you imitate him, glory be to God. When you want to live as God is. You know, the Bible says that be holy as God is holy. All right? So when you try to imitate God in that way, you're praising him. Okay? And it's higher than the one of words we're singing. Okay? Because, in fact, the Bible says that the sacrifices of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Okay? Meaning that you can be sacrificing praises, okay? You vocalize them, okay? But because you're wicked, okay, what you're offering up is an abomination to the Lord. He's not interested. Okay? So that means that how we live is more important, okay, than what we what? Than what we speak. Glory be to God. Than what we offer to God with our mouth. Glory be to God. Imitation, okay? Okay, is a greater praise. Then I thought about it this morning, and I was like, I think maybe, yeah. That is why I think usually God, you know, talks about how he loves the praise and worship of LAT. Okay? That must be, now, if he likes it, that means that also our lives are what? Either way, you understand? Otherwise, he would be saying, no, your praise and worship is an abomination to me. I'm not interested. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Yes, imitation. God is holy, so let us be holy. And when we do that, we are proclaiming the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Okay? There's a saying that imitation is the greatest flattery. Eh? I've said it well. Imitation. Who knows that saying? It's the highest form of flattery. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? When someone does, you know, wants to be like you, man, eh? That's the highest form of flattery. Of course, it is not of flattery, but it's the highest form of saying, man, you're great. I even want to be like you. Okay? The other time, remember, I told you, okay, I had to look for a certain shirt, which is like, Sam has a very nice shirt. So I looked for it some time ago. I failed to find it. Then this year, I found it. And that week I came, you know, yeah. And I told you guys that I did this because of what? Yeah. Some must have been like, man, I'm great, man. Hallelujah. Okay? You see, my wife here, okay? You know she's an architect and she, you know, she's always on house, on how those channels, how, you know. And so, yeah, she designed, well, she came up with an idea of how our gate, okay, at home should be like. And it's nice. So, one time I was walking in the estate. I came across one. A gate that is exactly. So I came back home. I told her, man, you come and see. Let's take a walk. Then, but she was like, but why don't people do their own things? Why don't they do their own things? Then I told her, but that's good. Okay? If everyone in the estate does a nice thing, the whole estate looks good. If they don't know how to do their own good and then they copy you, that's wonderful. Then she said, no, why don't people do it? I have a neighbor. When he was constructing his house, the girl would come, look, then you hear. Yeah. And for me, I was like, yeah, wonderful. Then when I would tell my wife that so-and-so who came, looked at the windows, you know, my wife was like, but why don't people do their own things? For me, I was like, yeah, the guy is going to be your neighbor. Okay, if his house looks good, okay, it also makes my wife was like, no. Then the brother, thank God the brother came. Gave her a revelation. The brother was like, but imitation is the highest form of flattery. Hallelujah. That's where I learned that what? That saying. Glory be to God. Okay? So I stopped when people wanted to copy stuff at our, you know, from in the house. I stopped informing my wife. She would just see me coming with guys in the what? Estate? In the house. There's a guy came with guy found a tape measure. Okay. It was a Saturday. My wife was in the house. Tape measure, gate, Najee.
Like another guy wants to do the similar gate in the estate. He came for me. I was like, yeah. In fact, we became what? We're friends. Guy is building a man. I mean, no. And I knew my wife was eyeing us through what? I was like, great. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Then there's another guy who did the same thing, but he changed the color. So one time I found him at his house. I was like, you know, you need to pay me for it. Then the guy said, no, it was my idea. What? In fact, there's another house I built somewhere very far. And it's the same. I was like, you're lying. Glory be to God. Okay, so imitation. Okay, when you're holy, as God is holy, that is the highest form of praise. It's higher than just a big gamble. Glory be to God. Amen? That you're living as a citizen of heaven. Okay? And when you live that way, okay, you're not at a risk of not being reunited with the treasures you sent, okay, to heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Therefore, as Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Remember, there are sacrifices which are not acceptable to God. Okay? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Glory be to God. And do not be conformed to this world. All right? Our children, are you listening? Don't be conformed to this world. Don't get yourselves in evil just because, okay, other people are doing it. Other children are doing it. Don't. Hallelujah. And parents, let us help our kids. Because at times they're trying to resist. Okay? And they need your help. But sometimes we push them to what? You've raised up your child as a mulokole. And for some reason, your child sees this prom. There's something wrong about it. In their hearts, there are prom, something evil about it. Okay? But then you push, okay? And you buy a dress for prom. You even pay. Now, you haven't helped. Okay? Because prom is definitely an evil thing. Okay? Back in the day, we had, for us, it was called social. I look back, I wouldn't say, but I look back and I'm like, man, that was real evil. It was evil. Okay? It was real evil because now you're dancing in a hall, then the clothes, the curtain, it was real evil. And the teachers are there too. It was real evil. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So do not be conformed to this world. Okay? Do not be conformed to this world. Hallelujah. You know these things. Don't be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? Let your mind be renewed by the standards of heaven. Okay? The standards of your country. The country from which you originate. You are a citizen of heaven. Don't be governed by the ways of living of this world. You understand? Okay? Okay, don't. And you won't die, man, if you do. Don't. Okay? Don't. Remember, James chapter 4, verse 4 said that friendship with the world is enmity with God. He says that, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Eh? With God. Okay? So when you live according to the standards of this world, you're making yourself an enemy of God. Okay? And you might end up in hell if you're not careful. Glory be to God. Amen? You might end up where? In hell. Okay? Do not be conformed to the standards of this world. Do not. Okay? Because you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Glory be to God. That is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, he asked a question. He said that, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Okay? Remember, he's writing to Christians. So he's asking Christians, are you Christians? Okay? Because prior to that verse, he was talking about the evils which they were involved in, including, by the way, in verse 8, including cheating one another. Cheating one another. Christians cheating one another. A Christian selling someone air. Land. Umulokole na tunza muno umulokole. Empeo. Because they're doing it here. Okay? Then they bring tithes. The Bible says the sacrifices of the wicked are an abomination to God. You tithe, tajibala. Okay? Christians sitting. And so he asked them that, you guys, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Then he tells them that, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived by anyone. Okay? Don't be deceived by Joe Austin. Don't be deceived by what? Anyone. Okay? Then he says that neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals. Of course, that includes lesbians also. Okay? No thieves, no covetous, no, okay? The drunkards also, revilers, extortioners, all these people, and the like, of course, will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Okay? Then he says that such were some of you. Okay? But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Okay? Kind of implying what Peter said. Okay? That once you were not a people, but now you're a people. Once upon a time you hadn't received mercy, but now you received mercy. Okay? You've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So live as a what? As a child of light. Okay? So that's what he's saying. You are washed from these things. Bumwali, you are like that. Okay? Kamako Ogela was once a thief. Okay? Children who don't know Uganda. Okay? I was once a thief. Eden, the what? Daddy. I was once a thief. Okay? And by the time I married my wife, she did know that I was once a thief. You remember I told you that story? When I was in high school, remember chess club money? Okay. I wasn't born again, Eden. Okay. And just to comfort you, the stealing I was doing wasn't breaking into houses, wasn't pickpocketing. Okay? Yeah. So anyway, there was a club at school, Eden. There was a club, you know, clubs, you know, where a chess club. And I was the captain. And I told people to pay money for a certain tournament. And then I played the money with my treasurer. Played the dimes. Then another time we had a tournament in Namasagali. We were going to be there for a week. Then the school gave me the dimes to share with my other what? with him, roommates. Then I gave them little dimes and I kept. Anyway, you know, eh? So anyway, after getting married, I shared that experience, my past, okay, with Geraldine. Man, she got angry at me. The chick got angry at me. Yet, I had been washed. Huh? I had been sanctified. I had been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The chick cut a wire for me like I was still doing it. It was back. Eh? It was 1995, 96. Okay. I marry her 4+, like close to 15 years later. And she gets angry at me. I was like, I was just telling a story of what happened, what I used to do, what I did. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, to be honest, according to what I can remember, okay, now I'm being honest, okay? From the time I got saved, 1998, I honestly don't remember ever stealing money, ever hammering someone on the head, ever borrowing money and not paying it. I don't remember ever having someone do for me a service and I didn't pay them. And I disappeared and I kwebuzabuzad. Honestly, I don't. Okay? I don't remember ever playing any church member's money. I don't. Honestly, I don't. If it exists, if it's there, let God what? I left that stuff, man. In fact, when I was doing those things, playing money, which is club, okay? Later on campus again, like a year before I got what? You saved. There's another deal I was involved in, a money thing. I want what? Lest people get angry at me. Okay? But again, I did what? With something. No, it was anyway, yeah. The same thing I did again, I made money. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing it, okay, I think I was in first year, when I was doing it, I was like, I will never be poor in this world. Because I realized, man, I will never be poor. Because now I discovered what? That actually, there's no reason why you should be poor, yet you can what? Play money. Hey. And I think a year later, I got saved. Okay? If you're interested, I will tell you. Okay? If you're interested. Okay? Yeah. Now, Eden is angry with me, but I wasn't born again. Now I'm born again. Ah. Hallelujah. All right? Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, therefore, come out from among them. Okay? From among the sinners. From among the world, okay? Don't be conformed to what the world is doing. He says that, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Okay? Don't be involved in evil. Don't practice evil. Okay? God says, and I will receive you. Meanwhile, he's talking to Christians. Meaning that God can, man, put you at arm's length. A Christian, arm's length. Because of the things you're doing. Okay, arm's length. But he says that if you stop doing what you're doing, then I will receive you. Okay, then I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Glory be to God. Amen? We're talking about laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Okay? If you have begun doing that, and I know you began doing that ages ago, okay? Now, you know, live a life that guarantees that you'll be reunited with those treasures. And that means living like you're a citizen of heaven, not living according to the standards of this world. Okay, being separate from sinners. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't do that. The Bible says, come out from among them. Glory be to God. Okay? And at this point, I want to, what? To thank or to praise God. Okay? For the testimony, for what George said and what and the words you accompanied it with. Okay? Because the scriptures you guys mentioned, okay, is actually what? Here. Okay? Which says that, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Okay? And I felt by Thursday or Friday that God wanted wanted this to be emphasized. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? And the evidence is what? George, all the way from Dubai. Can you imagine? Someone you have with the Dubai. Okay? Yes, as with the Saint, Saint Zaram Kamal. Okay? To just come and stand here and mention a scripture which was going to be read. Which actually God was like, to this Sunday, that should be emphasized. Glory be to God. It says that evil company corrupts good habits. Hallelujah. Okay, children, evil company corrupts good habits. Okay? Evil company corrupts good morals. But then he says that do not be deceived. Okay? Don't be deceived that you're going to hang out with evil people and you won't become like them. Okay? If you think you're going to do that, the Bible is implying here that you're being deceived. You're being what? Deceived. Hallelujah. Olimubulimba. Yeah, is that so? Anyway, you're being deceived. You're going to be like them sooner or later. Glory be to God. Amen? So the earlier you flee evil company, the better. Okay? Hallelujah. Evil company corrupts good habits. Now, I believe that this is not saying that run away from anyone who's not a Christian. That means you're going to have to run away from your boss. That means that you're running away from your job. We are in this evil world. Okay? Many people are not born again. I tell you, now I'm already born again. Never basako question marks. Because they don't behave like they are born again. Okay, so really you can't run away from it. But it says that don't be closely associated with them. You understand? Don't be intimate with them. Be with them when you must be with them. After that, depart. Go to your home. Okay? Can you even Friday afternoon, evening, what am I going to do? Then you call your evil friends to go out for coffee. Because you don't drink alcohol. Kati, what? Let's organize coffee Friday evening. But they're not saved. You can't deceive me. Because they can't be that will be happening there. Unless you're telling me you're calling them because you're going to preach to tell them about the word of God. Okay? That is good. However, it's good. Yeah, and when you finish Friday evening, now it's 8 p.m., after you finish telling them, please go home. Leave. You understand? Okay? Leave. Okay? Evil, it says, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived. Tewe limba, evil company corrupts good work. It is not saying, stop talking to your sister because your sister is not born again and she's evil. That's not what it's saying. Okay? Saying, just be careful how you relate with her. Don't make her your matron, maid of honor. Yeah, now that is me. You evil sister, Yakati, embagayo, a ceremony as spiritual as that. Your evil sister. Eh? Is your what? Ah, well, you can, but for me, I'm like, as in, for me, I can't. You know, no way. My best man, a Muslim. We're going to church to make vows in the name of Jesus. My best man is a Muslim. Okay? Yankwachira ku Bible, unsome bulungi. No way, no. A guy who believes that you can have four wives is the one, what? He's my best man at my wedding. Eh? How does that work? Like, what insight, what advice is he going to give you concerning marriage? When this woman disturbs you, just get another, you know, get a second, you know? No. Do not be what? Deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Okay? Hallelujah. It corrupts good habits. You're going to change. If you're a husband, then you change. Then your wife will tell her friend that he changed. I don't know what happened. He changed. The guy was holy. He changed. Okay? But man, the guy is used to hang out with. Okay? There's some chap I heard about. He's born again. Heard about that now. What? No, Friday evening. Okay? He had called some chaps who are not saved and he's going to hang out with them. And this person was telling me that, so he's like, I was like, what? You're going to hang out with so-and-so and so-and-so? Really, what are you going to be talking about? Okay? So the Bible says, come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Come out from that evil company. Come out. We come out from evil music. You see, the music you're listening to, you're having a company with an evil singer. You're having company with that person. Hallelujah. You're having company with them. Okay? The evil movies which you watch, you're having company with those evil actors. Okay? And, as you know, for most of those songs and music, there's a spell being cast on you. By the time you're done with that evil movie, you want to do exactly what you've been seeing. Okay? Come out from among them. Okay? Come out from evil books, whether hard copy or soft copy. Come out, as in you're not going to die because you haven't read the other novel. And you know, even the person who told you about that, what? Unovo, Yakubu Yaman, Murimuchino, Murimunechino, what? Or you already know even the author. That author, Biawanika, Waberamka chapter. You know the author, so come out from among those authors. And remember, okay, we're talking about ensuring that we get reunited with our treasure. Ensuring that we enter what? Heaven. So these things, you can't, you know, you play with them. Okay? You guys, for me, I believe, your pastor believes there's heaven. Your pastor also believes there's hell. Your pastor believes, yeah, Christians are going to heaven. Okay? And your pastor believes that not all Christians are going to heaven. Not all Christians are going. That's what the Bible says. Okay? So, you shouldn't play with this stuff, man. Come out from among them. Okay? That's why there are some groups, okay? WhatsApp groups, I refuse to join. But I'm not saying don't join them. For example, I refuse to join my Smack 90, you know. Anyway, there's a group guys were with from senior 1-2. Senior said, I refuse to join. Okay? Because once upon a time we had an email group. Okay? And man, some of the staff guys used to what? To post videos, eh? Back in the day before what? WhatsApp came. Eh? Video, you remember? These are boys. And man, Katinjire WhatsApp group, that data. Eh? Then the VR, I was like, no. Eh? There's some chaps who I know they are saved, but they are on those groups. Then I asked them, but you, when you're in that group, do you tell people about Jesus? Do you tell about what? With Jesus? And the answer is no. So what are you doing there? You're not even witnessing to the OBs. Bambi, but OB bagenda, what in hell? And you just stay on the group. Okay? If you must be on those groups, okay, be a light on the group. Be a what? Be a light on the group. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you leave those groups of your Mary Hill, whatever, Nkozi, Ndeje, what? Eh? If you must be there, but be the light. Okay? And also when a video is sent, and then you see some remarks, and then you get to know, this one. Please, don't download. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? These things are serious. Okay? But there are others who are looking at me saying, Kajina, you've been to Biobudie, Biobiaba. Senior ones. Okay. But thank God I'm reading from the Bible, which Bible was written not only to senior ones who have just gotten saved, but to 8-year-olds, 113, you know, all those guys. Glory be to God. Come out from among them. Come out of social media groups where you're not, they are evil. Come out from among them. Okay, evil websites, evil friends. Okay, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Glory be to God. Okay, yeah, this thing of getting into heaven, entering the kingdom of God, I'm very passionate about it. I have always been, for as long as I remember, you know, from even before this church began, okay? I'm very, yeah. You remember even our DNA? The same about, we look forward to the soon coming king. I know it is part of me. Glory be to God, okay? And I actually later realized that, you know, in the early days of this church, we always talked about heaven. We talked about, you know, doing everything for the sake of the kingdom because rewards. Okay? It's a major theme of my heart. Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? And I got to learn later that, indeed, it is something that I'm called to emphasize. Hallelujah. Okay? I got to know that later, but when I'd already started. So that's why, as long as you are, if you are in LAT, just know, every now and again, this stuff will show up. Because God put it in me. I just can't do otherwise. I prepare a sermon, you know, things, what? I begin a series, and I don't see it coming. Then along the way, shoo, it comes. Now, I prepare a series about laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Yeah? Part 3, then God is like, now, tell them to make sure, to make their calling and election sure. Okay? Hence, this part 3 and part 4. Okay? So, I realize that God, it is part of my calling, part of the messages I'm supposed to deliver to the body of Christ. You all know, or most of you know, Apostle John Mulinde. All right? Now, anyway, I'm going to read you this just to show you that I am called to this, and as long as you're here, you'll hear these things. every now and again about making sure that you make it into the kingdom. Okay? Yeah. In 1988, I was in P6. Okay? Grace Joy, where were you? 1988, I was in P6. Okay? Now, back then, Jesus appeared to John Mulinde. Okay? He was ministering, he had a ministry somewhere in Nakaseke, Luwelo Triangle, 88. So the Lord visited him, and he told him some things which I found on a certain website, okay? But I got out a small portion, okay? And the Lord said that it is for this reason that I've appeared to you, so that I may send you as a resounding trumpet to my people. That's why his ministry is called World Trumpet Mission. That's why the church is called Trumpet Center. Okay? It's supposed to be a trumpet, a resounding trumpet to the people of God. Okay? Then he tells him that it is not because of any merit you have over others, but because of my tender mercies for all my people. I have appeared to you that I may send you out to call my people to repent and consecrate themselves. Okay? God's people to repent. There's a doctrine which says that, man, you repented when you got saved. There's nothing to repent about anymore. You've heard it. Okay? Most of you have heard. So, but God said, I'm calling you, you know, to call my people to repentance, okay, and to consecrate themselves to me before the day comes upon them unexpectedly. Which day? The day of his return. Okay? Then he told him that, I send you as a prophetic voice in the nations to call my people back to me in repentance and total consecration. I also send you as an apostle to lay a foundation everywhere you go upon which this work of spiritual restoration can be built. Okay? And what the main thing is saying, to call people to repentance and consecration before he returns so that they are ready. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Mulinde receives that calling in 1988. Now, LAT begins 2014. Okay, then in 2017, 29th October, I had a dream. And this dream, basically, I met a certain pastor, a lady pastor, who asked me where I go to church. Then I told her that I go to a church, okay, which meets in Ntinda at Nobview Hotel, and the church is called LAT. Okay? Then I continued and said, and this church is a branch of Apostle Mulinde's World Trumpet Center Mission. Okay? That's what I told the lady pastor in the dream. Okay? That LAT is a branch. All right? It's a branch. If something is a branch, it means it has to be like the other, what? The parent. Parent or parent? Okay. All right? Okay? That's what I told whatever in the dream, that LAT is a branch. So, meaning or implying that if Mulinde, okay, by the way, Lydia's dad was in John Mulinde's church before she, when I had that last year, I asked Lydia, you had never told me? Because I was in that church for like 2 years also. I was like, wow, your dad was in that church. Okay? From that time, I even liked what? Lydia more. I'm like, what? Your dad was in that church? Wow! Okay? Because my that church was what? But it was hard, man. You had to be there if you're supposed to be there. Because in fact, later, what? I took off. It was, yeah. Anyway, but LAT, a branch of World Trumpets. Okay? Mission. Okay? Glory be to God. Even that thing of world, it's significant. Hence, that thing of Christ for the nations. We bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. Glory be to God. Okay? Then, there is a preacher. One time he was real, but now he's fake. Okay, this guy had a calling concerning talking about the return of the Lord. Okay? Now, he departed from the Lord, but he's still deceiving chaps. That is what? Okay? Yeah. But they're discerning, you know, because now everything about what is known for now is not anywhere near the second coming of the Lord. But people are getting deceived that he's trying to help them, what, you know, but he, you know. And so this guy, in January 2018, in fact, yeah, there was a lady who used to be in this church called Jackie Uwera. Okay? She went to this guy. A guy was supposed to preach about the end times, the second coming of the Lord, to make people get ready. Okay? So, in the dream, Jackie goes to see this guy, okay, a minister of God at that time. Then, but she finds the office closed. What was closed? The office was closed. Then there was an askari who tells Jackie that, wait, he's coming. Okay? As the askari says that, there was a man passing by. Okay? And then the man heard what askari was saying. And then the man told this askari, that's you. Why are you telling people to wait for this man who died a long time ago? Okay? Remember, the office is closed. Then this guy even said the guy died. And the dream ended. All right? Now, when I heard that, when I got to hear of that dream, man, I was so brokenhearted. Because I remembered a time when I wanted to tell the guy about what? These things of falling away. But I hesitated. Okay? But I was like, let me tell you. But I hesitated. So when I got to hear of that dream, I was like, I think now God is holding me accountable. Like, you didn't warn this guy. So I remember I went on my bed. I prayed, like, God. It was so sad because this guy was my friend. All right? So I remember lying down the evening and just on my bed, the head is, you know, on my pillow, and I'm like, God, as in, this is so bad. This is so sad. And I was like, God, I hope you don't, you know, count it against me. Or if you do, I'm so sorry that I didn't tell this chap. Okay? Then I began to think that now, of course, since he's gone, that means that even, of course, the calling he had, the mantle, has been passed over to what? With someone else. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, there must be a young man, you know, somewhere who is now, you know. Now, God was so good to me. That same night, I had a dream, which to me implied that God was like, no, you didn't do anything wrong in not telling him. That maybe he had already been told, or, you know, or it wasn't me to tell him. So, yeah. And this dream, this guy was going to preach somewhere at a certain church, which back in the day used to spend like the entire day at church on Sunday. Okay? I heard about it. Some church across what? Town. The guys would be at church like for hours. And I would be like, what are they doing there? Okay? So I had a dream when this guy, the end time what? Preacher, had been invited to that church to preach. And for some reason, I was also there. Okay? And the service was supposed to begin like at 5 a.m. So I was there. Because I remember it was still dark. But when I got there, the tent in which they were having the service was dirty. Okay? Then the floor, it was just mad. Okay? So I waited for the service to begin. Nothing. There's no one. Then one by one, one chap, you know, who comes. The preacher who came like at 1 p.m. Okay? So in the dream, I'm starting from 5, you know. You know, the service is not starting. You know, I'm wondering. Then this guy who was supposed to preach, the guest of, you know, the guest preacher, okay, got up because he was tired of waiting. He got up, walked to me, and he gave me his phone. Okay? He's like, I am going away. Okay? And you're the one who's going to preach to these people. But as he said that, I could see he was saying it in a mean way. Like, he didn't really like me, But I think he had no choice. I'm going away. You're the one who's going to preach to these guys. Here is the phone, my phone, okay, which you can use to call whoever you need to get in touch with as far as this service is concerned. So he gave me his phone, okay, a phone which is used for calling, okay, and said, I'm going away. And then he gave me the phone, he left. Then now when the host came, the preacher, before the service began, guys first ran around something, they ran around, you know, I think they were following some car, running. I'm like, but guy, when does the service, what? So you can see, in that dream, God was communicating to me with different things. Now, he was just showing me, of course, the state of that church. That it ain't mad, okay? And he was saying that all those hours you have heard of where guys are in church, they're doing nothing. Nothing. Running after cars, you know. Okay? Hey, anyway, but the other guy, the preacher, handed me his phone and said, I'm going. You're the one to what? Anyway, so that's one of the things that confirmed, again, the passion I had even before that, okay, about what? This message which I'm warning you, you won't escape it as long as you are in LAT. Concerning, okay, ensuring that you live a life, okay, that gets you into the kingdom. Glory be to God. Okay, now, even this year, was it this year or last year? I had a dream when Apostle Mulinde, John, remember the guy who had the calling to blow the trumpet, to warn people, mwe gendeleze, mwe repenting, consecrate yourselves. Mutambile mwe utukulivu. Okay? I had a dream when he was calling me to be his best man. Okay? And in the same dream, I found myself doing work in his office. Glory be to God. So anyway, as I prepared this sermon, I thought about that, and I should just let you know that as long as you're here, okay, you hear these things. And by the way, they're for your good, okay? Children, you're always going to hear me telling you that evil company corrupts good. If you know that, which team do you support? Man City. So you're a happy man. Ladies, do you know Man City? Flora, Man City Ojimani. At least you should have known it last night. He took the cup for your information. Does your mother know? Tamani. Okay? So, Man City, if there's a player there, Haaland, and you like him, but then you get info that is evil. Okay, you can support him to score the goals. That's okay. But I advise you, but you don't have to take this, but I think you should take it. Please don't wear his what? A jersey with Haaland, what? Please, no, you come out from among them. Why wear whatever Michael Jackson? You understand? Why wear whatever of who? Okay, you know them. You know, you're associating, and the devil that is operating on that chap, you know what? You have joined the club. You have signed up. You support them to score goals, okay? But don't do as he does outside of the pitch, okay? And don't be his, like, you know, Haaland. Okay? Now, everything about her land, you know, you're owning. And before you know it, you're going to become evil like her land. I'm not saying he's evil. I'm giving an example in case he is. Any other player, Messi, Obani, Sebu Guawo, George Abili is one who knows us, Uganda, Ukraine's guy. Okay, Sebu Guawo, Majidumu, what, you know, Please, come out from among them. That is why, for me, I don't wear those, what? We just say, because, first of all, I don't know what is on the spirit of the club. So I'll never get myself that Arsenal, what, a Jersey. Now, I'm not saying those who do it are evil. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying me, my conscience is that I can't. Okay? Okay? My kids have an uncle who is a Man U supporter. So they visited him in Australia. Then they came back with Manchester United, what? Payers, I think each one, you know, two payers. Bryomo payer, what? Then one day, they realize that, wait a minute, this Manchester United thing has what? Devils. And the red what? Devils. Then there was a devil about with the about what? Man. Now, I commend my wife for having, you know, instructed my daughters in the word of the Lord. Because the moment they realized what they were, what? Worry. Man, I think it was Eden first. She didn't even tell her sister. Eden just go to the jazzes, put them in the bin. Then Abigail go to know later, without coercion from the parents, go to the jazzes match and trashed them. Okay? Then I heard that when the maid go to know that, man, guys have thrown very serious, you know, with genuine stuff from Australia. What? She went and what? Got them, man, from the what? And she came, I think, watched them and kept them for what? Because I think she had kids. She said, man, what guy? Omgaga Simuntu. Glory be to God. But the point I'm emphasizing, evil company, Cora, you can't wait, devil. Now, please, support Manchester United. You understand? Be a Manchester United fan. That's okay. But don't be a red devil. Don't call it, we are red devils. What? And don't wear devils. Come out from among them. Be separate. Before you know it, you're going to start living like a devil. Because you're calling yourself a red devil. You're wearing devils. All right? Come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord. Glory be to God. And if you do that, okay, if you live like a citizen of heaven, then you are assured of being reunited with the treasures that you're laying up in heaven. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.